This South African pangolin is nicknamed Bumper. He was confiscated during an undercover operation and is one of many brought to vet Debbie English.
So a lot of people, first of all, don't know they exist, and they don't really understand how endangered these little animals are.
By the time they get to this clinic, the pangolins are in desperate need of medical treatment.
More often than not, they are emaciated, dehydrated, and most of them have pneumonia when we receive them.
The animals are kept in appalling conditions before they're traded on the black market. They're left in car boots, bags and plastic drums for days or even weeks. One pangolin can fetch up to $15,000. Their meat and scales, which are made of keratin, are used in traditional African and Asian medicine.
It's the most traded of the illegal wildlife animals currently, and that's it's taken over from the rhinos in a big way.
This undercover agent for the African Pangolin Working Group poses as a buyer.
And once we've put the deal together, we'll set up a time and location where we do the transaction, and this is where the sting operation will go down.
Wildlife traffickers face up to 10 years in prison in South Africa. The pangolins are confiscated and taken to a rehabilitation centre at a secret location.
It takes a long time medically to get them back into a position where we can release them. So some animals are here for a month and then some nearly a year.
It's a labour-intensive process.
The challenge with rehabilitating these animals is not just the enormous cost that's involved, but it's also the time that's required. South African pangolins won't eat in captivity, and so they need to forage for food for up to 6 hours a day.
Emma Diaga has a team of staff and volunteers. And while getting them back into the wild is the ultimate goal, conservationists say it's not enough.
In every one that we save, and the time that we save that, hundreds and thousands are being poached in that time. We're not talking a matter of 10 years they'll be extinct, we're talking a year. They are shy and secretive, they don't hurt anybody, but yet we're destroying them.
The clinic receives no government funding. The undercover agent also works for free.
It's for each and every person, every citizen, every person to actually protect the wildlife, because we are protecting it not for ourselves but for our future generations.
As for Bumper, he's been released back into the wild. One of the few success stories in this campaign to save the pangolin. Emily Angwin, Al Jazeera, Tzaneen, South Africa.